Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Microsoft's been cooking up an Xbox game store for Android, but they can't launch it. Why? The usual platform control shenanigans. It's like they've built this sweet gaming treehouse, but the Android playground monitors won't let them put it up. This whole situation really highlights how much power these mobile gatekeepers have over what we can and can't do on our own devices. Speaking of power plays, Google's not messing around with their trade secrets. They're suing a Pixel engineer who allegedly posted some insider info online. It's a stark reminder that even if you're knee-deep in the company's code, what happens in Google stays in Google. Or else. Now here's something that'll make Linux sys admins sit up straight. Security experts are warning about the first ever UEFI bootkit targeting Linux systems. This is big. We're talking about malware that can persist even after you wipe your drives. It's like a digital cockroach that survives the OS apocalypse. Linux folks, time to buckle up and rethink those security practices. On the hardware front, Intel's giving Ice Lake the cold shoulder. Their graphics compiler is dropping support for Ice Lake and older architectures. If you're still rocking that older Intel silicon, you might want to start planning an upgrade. It's a classic case of out with the old, in with the new, whether we like it or not. Now let's talk tools. There's this nifty little number called A-Suite that's been making waves. It's a unified interface for multiple generative AI providers. Think of it as your universal AI remote control. You can easily compare and swap different LLMs without rewriting your entire codebase. It's got 1.2k stars on GitHub, and the last commit was just 2 days ago, so you know it's hot off the press. The code for A-Suite is dead simple. You just pip install it, import the AI client, set your provider, and boom. You're generating AI responses faster than you can say, hello world. Check out the code on our website if you want to give it a spin. Our repo of the week is turning heads in the AI world. It's called Flux from Black Forest Labs, and it's all about efficient inference for large language models. If you're into AI and you're not checking this out, you're missing out. They've just added support for quantized models, which is a game changer for memory usage. We're talking up to 75% reduction. That's not just an improvement, that's a how did we live without this kind of upgrade. The code for Flux is pretty straightforward too. You import the Flux model, load a pre-trained model, and you're off to the races, generating text like it's going out of style. Again, you can find the full code snippet on our website. And here's a shower thought to leave you with. If we spend as much time refactoring our legacy code as we do arguing about new frameworks, our code bases might actually be maintainable. Let that sink in while you're debugging that spaghetti code from 3 years ago. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.